Saturday, 5th of September. Abraham prayed. Genesis chapter 19, verse 29, New International Version. So when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he remembered Abraham, and he brought Lot out of the catastrophe that overthrew the cities where Lot had lived. Abraham arose early to see what had happened. What he saw, no doubt, struck him with the deepest sorrow and emotional strain. The whole plain was filled with a dense smoke soaring up into the sky, a smoke so dense that it seemed to be furiously flowing up from the huge burning furnace, a furnace so large that it seemed to cover the whole area. The Lord's remembrance of Abraham's prayer is recounted. Lot was not saved for his own sake. He had not followed the Lord, nor been a witness for the Lord. He had lived for this world, lived for the bright lights, pleasures, money, wealth, property, position, honor, and possessions of this world. He had lived a worldly life. There was no reason for the Lord to save and keep him upon this earth. He just was not a witness for the Lord. In fact, he damaged and disgraced the Lord's name. He had a tarnished testimony, living a hypocritical life. Lot was saved for one reason and for one reason only. Abraham, his uncle, had prayed for him, and the Lord heard and answered his prayer. Therefore, confess your sins to one another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. James chapter 5, verse 16. May we never stop praying for one another, keeping our own lives pure before the Lord. Prayer thought. Holy Spirit, strengthen us as we pray with compassion for one another.